In terms of hockey, I've, you know, 10 years in the national team, played it since I was 10, 11. So that's, I knew that world quite well. And then you sort of venture into a space where, you know, you've got the principles of hard work, commitment, dedication, but it, you need to learn the new world you're in and how that functions and how that works, different work deadlines, different work systems. So that was probably one of the hardest parts. And then, yeah, just not having that hockey routine, having a kind of different routine.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Dan's Got Change with Bri Trock. Season 15 of the Dan Nicholls Show continues. Now, if you look back over the course of the show, you might remember one or two appearances from somebody with 100 caps for her country in goals, a couple of Olympics to her name, and a fierce passion for not just sport, but pretty much life as a whole. Sir Nani Mungi. So welcome, lovely to see you, and lovely to see that that big broad smile of somebody who is always so passionate about sport. It's been a while now. Are there still pangs of longing for being back on the field in international colours?
Hi Dan. There's moments of it, not every day. I mean, when I see the girls playing at Olympics, I kind of think what it could be like. I see them prepping for big tournaments, Commonwealth coming up. I think about what it could be. But other than that, the training that would go into it, the time away from everything, I think I reconsider and go, I'm in a good place.
Tell us a little bit more about that place, because you have said goodbye to international sport, and it's now, if not a 9-to-5, Sir Nani Mungi, so then certainly the corporate world. What have you moved into, and how have you found that transition?
Yeah, it's 9-to-5 Sir Nani trying to find her feet around the corporate world. So I'm business unit director at TNW, which is a creative and marketing agency. So it's slap bang, like right in the middle of what I want to do in terms of sports marketing and telling stories through sports. So that's what keeps me busy and out of trouble. And it's been an interesting transition, very hard in the beginning, but eventually you just like get the gist of it and you keep going.
So no more hockey at international level, but you haven't said goodbye to sport entirely, because Sir Nani Mungisa Hockey International has become Sir Nani Mungisa Ultra Long Distance Runner.
Not sure about the ultra long distance, but I've managed to commit to something called the Comrades Marathon. I don't know if you know, it's like 89Ks between Durban and Joburg. Durban and Peter Maritzburg. So, yeah, after hockey, I needed to focus on something in terms of exercise-wise and commit to something. I tried cycling. That was not for me. So I thought, why not put the running shoes and see? So you start running your first 5K and then a 10K, then a half marathon and marathon. And I was like, let me try this thing where some say, even Olympians say it's one of the hardest things they've done. So I'm giving it a bash this year.
I wish you the very best of luck, and I've got no doubt you pull it off, because you've always had that determination, and there's a fiercely stubborn streak which carried you through a lot of your sports career, and it also helped you to break down a few barriers, and I know how much of an agent of sporting change you have been. If you think back to when you started playing international sport to where you see women's sport as a whole now, how much meaningful change has there been? How far do we still have to go?
Yeah, there's been a lot of good change, and we see it in local sport in South Africa. We see it in international sport, and it's heartwarming, and it's great to see that in the years, I mean, I've been involved in women's sport and sport itself. It's just been good to see. But at the same time, there's lots of, you know, I'd love to switch on any channel and see all the variety of sports and not having to watch like the Champions League final last week on YouTube. So it's those kind of measures that still need to go a long way, but we're happy. Progress is always good. Even if it's a bit slow, but it will get there eventually. And the next generations of your young daughter, you know, will be watching on mainstream TV.
It's just the kind of change we love to see. You've got the Comrades on the horizon. Is this just the start? Do you think there's going to be a series of these sorts of adventures around the world going forward?
Down the long run, I would like to call it an Ironman, probably a half, not the full one. So I've said one day that's the only other adventure thing I need to do. So let me first get through the first 89Ks and see how that treats me. But on the cards, one day is a half marathon, the 70.3. So I'd be training for that, hopefully in the next few years.
I'd love to join you on that. Unfortunately, I'm very busy that week, or I'd definitely be lining up alongside you. I'll be watching and cheering you on, as I will be, as all the Dan Nicholls Show fans will be when you do your comrades. Best of luck with it. And thank you so much for being not just a great friend for Dan Nicholls Show, but part of Dan's Got Change.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much.
So there we go. From hockey international to aspiring comrades, if not champion, and certainly finisher, and a true, true friend to the show, to Nani Magisa. Yeah.